Anzac Day, 25th of April, 2017. Lest we forget, in front of the Newlyn Library in Auckland, you can see a monument with the following writing. Lest we forget, in memory of those who served and gave their lives. Whenever I read that, I straight away think, lest we forget, in memory of him who served and gave his life. I'm thinking now, of course, about the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is all very well to think about the people who died in the wars. I also lost my father in the Second World War. I never knew him, I never met him, I have no memories of him. In fact, I don't even know where he died. Probably it was in Czechoslovakia. Maybe it was not. Who knows? So far as I know, his name is not written on one of those monuments. There are also many like me who grow up without a father. It is sad to grow up without a father, but if you have to, you have to. I had to anyway. Okay, we should not forget our dead soldiers who died in battle. But if we should forget, there are not too many consequences. But if we forget the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us, there are eternal consequences. We are all living forever, either with the Lord or without him. Because in order to stand before God the Father, we need the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are all sinners. As we are born, we cannot stand before God the Father. When the Lord Jesus Christ becomes our personal Savior, God becomes our Heavenly Father and looks after us. From my own experience, I can say it is so good to be able to say, "My Father in heaven." Can you say that?